الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us again with the joyous occasion, the auspicious occasion, the blessed occasion of Eid al-Adha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sacrifices today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. May Allah accept the hajj of all those hujjaj who have gone for hajj. May Allah make them return, like how it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man raja'aka yawma waladatu ummuh, that the hajj returns like the day his mother had given birth to him. May Allah ta'ala, at this occasion of Eid al-Adha, we should not forget our Muslim brothers and sisters in the different countries of the world, war-torn countries. Today, whilst we will be enjoying qurbani meat and enjoying ourselves with different types of food, those poor masoom children don't even have a sip of water to drink. It's not just for one day they don't have water. Years have gone by. Hardly any food, no shelter. And these are occasions for you and I to reflect and ponder and have that merciful heart and beg and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's madad and nusrat and rahmat will come. We have firm belief in that. Allah is not bound to any time. Allah is not bound to any specific time that He has to answer a person's dua at that particular day and particular time. Our job is to continue begging from Allah. And we have to make sure that our lives are in accordance with the Quran and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we will see, inshallah, that in our own country also, the crime, everything will just vanish and disappear. Allah will make our life easy for us. And in the entire globe, in the entire world, we will find peace, serenity. Islam will spread to the four corners of the globe. This is our yaqeen. My respected brothers and elders, it is the occasion which generally we talk about the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. There are so many lessons one could derive from the different verses of the Quran regarding Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire incident of qurbani, sacrifice. So from the very many lessons that one can derive from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu salam and the wife of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam or the mother of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salatu salam, we can learn so many lessons. So from these very many lessons, we'll just share a few for you and I to reflect over and ponder. These are not just stories that we mention and we forget it after the Eid Salat. But these are lessons for you and I to inculcate within our lives, to apply in our own lives. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, from his very youth, he went through great sacrifice. And we know when he gained the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knew and he believed firmly in one Allah. And he did not commit any shirk. وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah specifically mentions this. Remember Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is such a Nabi of Allah who is accepted by all creeds, by all religions, by the Muslim, by the Christian, by the Jews. Even the polytheists of Makkah, They accepted Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So, وَلَمْ يَكُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He did not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not indulge in idol worshipping like the rest of his people in his town, his family members. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him go through various tests. And Allah himself mentions the test of Qurbani. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ. It is a great test. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُمْ. Allah says, we tested, Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with kalimat. You know, mufassireen have gone into great detail as to exactly what kalimat means. Many of the mufassireen have mentioned that amongst the tests and trials that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam underwent was also the fact that he was thrown into the fire because he worshipped only one Allah. And when the people had asked him and forced him and compelled him to reject and denounce this monotheism, he refused. He was prepared to be flung into the fire. And we know the story. And as he is being thrown into the fire, a burning inferno, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is now being thrown into this fire, the angels in the sky, they became so concerned about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And one angel comes to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Ibrahim, if you wish, I could assist you with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the riwayat, it is mentioned, amma anta fala. I do not require your assistance. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is the best of guardians. Now this is a lesson for us. That we go through many tests. And the very first thing we should focus our attention to, the very first person, the very first that we should turn and focus our attention to is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the problem, whatever the difficulty, financial, social, domestic, whatever problem, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah comes to our rescue. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not just earn the title of Khalilullah. Very simply, he went through great challenges. His people removed him from the town. And then when he becomes a Nabi, and when he grows so old, Mufassirin say, over 90 years of age, and then he is blessed with a child. Something so unique at that age. Quran talks about it, mentions how his wife also became shocked that she's going to give birth now, when she was barren. Allah shows us His Qudrat, His power. This is the second lesson. That the fire could not burn. As Ibrahim alayhi salam is thrown into the fire, Allah says, Ya naru kuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh fire, become cool and safe and sound for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It did not burn him. And now Allah shows us again His Qudrat. A woman who was regarded to be barren, such an old lady, an old man, Allah blesses them with a child. And not a normal child. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. One who was tolerant, who was patient. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is now blessed with the son Ismail alayhi salatu salam. And Ismail alayhi salatu salam grows in the house of nubuwat, of prophethood. And his tarbiyah is made. His nurturing is made. And this is the next lesson we learn. That we should be concerned about the tarbiyah, the upbringing of our children. His tarbiyah was made to such an extent, to such an extent. Imagine this little baby and his mother. They are taken by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to the barren lands of Makkah, biwadin ghairi di zar'in 'inda baytika al-muharram. All of us know the incident. I'm just giving you some pointers and indicating to certain aspects and incidents of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Taken to Makkah, there was nobody living there. There were no trees, there was no vegetation, there was nothing. A barren land, no water, nothing. There was no tribe, there was no family.
There were no relatives, there were no friends living there. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam takes Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam with a little baby. And he takes them and he leaves them there. In this valley of Makkah. And now he is returning. And so Hajar asked him, Ya Ibrahim, where are you going, leaving us alone here? He does not answer. He's under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not an easy task. Even though he was such a great Nabi of Allah, he also has feelings. And he is proceeding. And she asked him again, why are you leaving us alone here? Allahu amaraka bihada? Is it Allah who has commanded you to do so? He says yes. Now look at the answer she gives. And this is an answer again for us to reflect and ponder over. She says, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعْنَا. Then Allah will never destroy us. If Allah has commanded you, you may proceed. Allah will never destroy us. Allah looked at the sacrifice of the father and this mother and the child. And you know the story, she runs now. After feeding her child, she's got no milk left. And she runs from Safa Marwa, which we know as today, the mountains. And the sa'i she makes. She runs frantically searching for water. And then Jibreel alayhi salam comes. And with his wing he taps the ground. And then the zamzam gushes forth. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he left his wife and his child. And when he was no longer in sight. From a distance. Then he made dua to Allah. Oh my Allah. This is my dhurriyat. My progeny that I'm leaving behind. Wallah, you bless them. Wallah, they are in such a land which is, there's no cultivation, there's nothing. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمُ. Wallah, make the hearts of people incline towards them and come. وَاللَّهُ ارْزُقْهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. And bless them with such fruit. Thamarat, food, fruit, crops. So that they may make shukr. In other words, yujba ilayhi thamaratu kulli shay. That food and fruit from different places of the world will be brought to Makkah. And exactly you and I see this today. Just the other day they were giving statistics of how many tons of tomatoes and bananas and oranges and all they have imported just for the Hujjaj for these few days. Tons. So this is the barakah of the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah accepted the sacrifice. And it doesn't end there. A time comes when he sees the dream Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He would come and visit them. He would come and visit them and go back. And then he is now commanded, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. And this is the point of tarbiyat of the child. The child also had that yaqeen that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And all power is only from Allah. And whatever the command of Allah is, then we should bring that into our lives. The father sees a dream that he is slaughtering Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. The dream of a Nabi is true. Allah also tests Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in this way by showing him a dream. He could have made some interpretation. You and I would have done this the same. We would ask this mufti and that Maulana, what's the dream? What's the interpretation? Ibrahim alayhi salam realizes this is the hukam of Allah. I've got to slaughter my son. And Allah tests him. And that's the next lesson of the love. The love he has for this child. Is this love more dominant in his heart? More overpowering or more than the love of Allah in his heart? Or is the love of Allah still dominant? And Ibrahim goes to his son and he says, oh my son, this is what I have seen. Without any hesitation, Mufassirin mentioned it so beautifully. No taraddud whatsoever. Immediately, Ya abatif al ma tu'mar. And this is the lesson we go home today, inshallah. If Alma Tu'mar, the child tells the father, do as you have been commanded, O my beloved father. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. You will find me, if Allah wills, amongst those who are patient. The challenges, the tests the Ummah is going through are great, are severe, they are painful. And one has to exercise sabr. And you exercise sabr after you execute the commands of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the main lesson of Qurbani. When father and son go, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا both surrender, both submit. And this is what Allah wants from us. This is what Allah wants from all of us. Allah wants us to surrender, to submit to His command, to His will, every second of our life. Not on certain occasions. Maut, mayyat, nikah, then we dress differently. Jummah occasion, Eid occasion, we behave differently. The rest of our life, our dealings, our akhlaq, our mannerisms, our heart, our habits, our way of life, our income, our eating, halal, haram. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا both, they are now taken, Ismail is taken by his father and is placed on the ground. Mufassirin have written, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ that Ibrahim Islam placed Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam with his face on the ground. Mufassirin have explained that Ismail alayhi salatu salam tells his father, that, oh my father, place my face on the ground so that I cannot see you slaughtering me. It's possible as you are doing it, I might just become afraid and I might become hesitant. And then he tells him, oh my father, tie me more strongly. Fasten the ropes so that I don't break loose. And he says, take my shirt, my kurta, and fold it neatly and take it back to my mother. Don't let any blood stains come onto this kurta. And now my beloved father, convey my salams to my mother. Perhaps when she will smell my kurta, my qamis, my shirt, she will gain some solace. Now look at this. This is the tarbiyat of the child. Which youngster today will have this type of yaqeen? Which youngster today will give this type of answers? And you know, again Allah shows his kudrat. Ibrahim alayhi salatu and Ismail salam tells his father, oh my father, sharpen the knife. Another lesson for us. And Rasulullah has mentioned it very clearly. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا ذِبْحَ وَلْيُحِدَّ أَحَدُكُمْ شَفْرَتَهُ وَلْيُرِحْ ذَبِيحَتَهُ That you should sharpen your knife. You should sharpen your knife and give aram, comfort to the animal when you are sacrificing it. Not when the animal is in front of you, ready to be slaughtered. And then we are screaming for the knife. And we are sharpening the knife. In one hadith, Rasulullah told the Sahabi, you want to give it two moths, two deaths? You are scaring this animal so much? We may think we are human beings as an animal. Islam shows us justice. Islam shows us akhlaq. This is such a beautiful, peaceful religion. Let the world see that Muslims are not brutal people. We are not cruel people. We are loving even to animals. And Allah Ta'ala then commanded the knife not to slaughter Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ Allah Ta'ala sent a ram in lieu of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So many other more lessons to learn. Time has expired. It's a Mubarak day. It is a weekday. Many people have to go to work also. May Allah Ta'ala accept our Eid, may Allah Ta'ala bless us, may Allah give us taqwa, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to glorify Allah Ta'ala in abundance today. Remember, whilst we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in making the qurbani, etc., do not break the other commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happens mainly on the Eid al-Adha day, whilst we are slaughtering these. So much of intermingling with men, women, na-mahram, people are shouting, screaming, namazes become qada. You may slaughter 40 bulls and 100 sheep, but you're not absolved from your Zohar namaz and Asr namaz to make it qada. My respected brothers and sisters, listen of ikhlas and do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a new thing that we have learned today. That if we just want to brag and boast about our animal and we take a picture and we send it viral, where is the sincerity? لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ The meat, the blood does not reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need of that. Allah wants to see our submission. Allah wants to see our ikhlas. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, after building the Kaaba, such in a daunting task, and such a thing that they accomplish. They built the Kaaba, father and son all alone, no construction company. What did they see immediately after building the Kaaba? Rabbana, oh Allah, taqabbal minna. If you only understand the Arabic language, and this particular word, taqabbal minna, he did not say iqbal minna, taqabbal minna, showing so much of ajizi, inkisari. Oh Allah, we are weak, feeble, our efforts are feeble, perhaps we have not constructed the Kaaba correctly, it's not perfect. Oh Allah, you accept our building of the Kaaba. Taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. You are all hearing and all knowing. And the same thing when we sacrifice, do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to see the taqwa in us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.